AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, after the inauguration, traveled to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama were also at Arlington. During the motorcade's trip up Pennsylvania Avenue, Biden and the new First Lady, Jill Biden, Harris and her husband, left the limousine for a brief walk, greeting people along the street.
It's been 3 hours. How does it feel, Mr. President?
Feels great.
It feels good?
Feels good.
All righty.
In his address, the new president calls on the people to come together.
Moments after taking his oath of office, the president noted anger, resentment, and hatred, a polarized America still reeling from a threat to democracy itself. He says it's time to end this uncivil war.
Let's start afresh. All of us.
Saying the nation needs the collective strength of all Americans to get through a dark winter. Standing at a Capitol assaulted by Trump backers 2 weeks ago, he's urging his predecessor supporters to give him a chance.
If you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America.
Saying without unity, there is no peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden also went to the office.
This is going to be the first of many engagements we're going to have in here. And I thought with the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
Biden signed a series of executive actions, including re-entering the Paris Climate Accords and the mandate to wear masks on federal property. The Senate also confirmed Biden's first cabinet member.
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is considered made and laid upon the table, and the president will be immediately notified of the Senate's action.
Avril Haines is now Director of National Intelligence. This is AP News. Two men from Florida are among the latest to be arrested for taking part in or helping to foment the attack on the Capitol. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
A self-described organizer for the far-right extremist group Proud Boys has been arrested in Central Florida for taking part in the violent incursion at the U.S. Capitol this month. 37-year-old Joseph Biggs faces several federal charges, including obstructing an official proceeding before Congress. The affidavit says Biggs told FBI agents he had no knowledge about planning for the riot, but on the social media app Parler, he had told followers to dress in black to resemble the far-left Antifa movement. Also arrested in Florida, 37-year-old Jesus Rivera. According to an arrest affidavit, Rivera uploaded a video to Facebook showing himself in the U.S. Capitol crypt during the siege.
Three New York National Guard members are dead in the crash of their military helicopter on a routine training flight today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.